Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
I am your host, Les Jackson. Happy Friday to everybody. I want to say hello and a special happy birthday to all my friends on Facebook, Twitter, blogtalkradio.com. Wherever you get in, I want you to fit in. We thank you so much for your continued support. Today, we're going to talk about and wrap up the four-part series, the 2015 State of Black America. Yes, we are going to talk about the solutions. We are going to talk about the future. We are going to just sit back and enjoy the weekend that is upon us. It is cold once again here in Motown. Wow, what a difference a couple of days make. But they say warm-up is on the way, so I guess we can be happy about that. To everybody, wherever you are, sit back, relax. We're about to take you on a ride while we sit back and discuss the state of Black America. We talked about Monday, education. We talked about Tuesday, unemployment. We talked about on yesterday, crime and punishment. And today we're going to wrap it all up because you know what? I told you, I said the future is not looking too bright for Black America. And I still hold my ground on that state and that statement that I made because when you look around at all of the things that are transpiring, we have two journalists from Al Jazeera over in Nigeria that are being detained and held captive by the military as they were trying to cover voting. We have Inkster police beating brutally, which is on tape, made national news, once again, of a black man. This one was a factory worker with no prior record whatsoever. Worked in the auto factory. And it was two, once again, of our counterparts that inflicted this violence. We look at all the things that are going wrong around the world, and we have to say that we are being targeted. Ebola is running rampant over in the motherland, yet we want to go back. Unemployment dropped in Michigan. Record numbers. It has dropped. And yes, there is always that shimmer of hope to wake us up, to maybe stimulate our minds and to make us see that we still have a chance. We can correct the problems, but we have to learn to sit down at the table. Until we can sit down at the table and everyone can drop their differences, no matter how big or how small, and talk about the problem and not act as if we walk around this world with blinders on, there is going to always be a divide. There will always be a divide because we love to have this division that tends to keep men and women of all colors against one another. And let's understand this. This is not something that is haphazardly happening. It's happening by design. You can call in at 718-664-9476. And I suggest that you do get in here early, because we're only going to be here for about 30 minutes, and then we're going to do a 15-minute overtime. Now, let me give you the good news, because there is good news. There is some hope. There is some brightness. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. But we have to shift our ideology and our thinking toward the sunshine. As I stated during our educational portion, we're going to have to get our children and ourselves out of the notion that everybody can be an NFL, NBA player, because it's a fallacy. We're going to have to change the mindset of our young people and give them back the ray of hope that we have not all went berserk, and that we are still in control of our destiny, and it's time that we embrace and be proud of who we are. Number three, if we're going to turn this around, as I stated earlier, it is time that our counterparts in the white American system and the European persuasion that is all over this world to start recognizing that nobody gave them any executive privilege over anything that exists in the world. It's not so much that you're so powerful or they're so powerful. What it is it's because, one, we're still stuck in that same good old boy, slave man mentality, and it's almost like it was back when Hitler was in control. Except for now, we've diluted it so much and convoluted it in such a way to where we use pacifying words when deep down inside we know exactly what we're talking about. And now the mask is being unfolded. Now it's being pulled off the very eyes of those that want to dictate the terms to the rest of the world and tell people exactly how to live, what to do as they live, where to go when they live, how to spend your money, what to watch on television, what to sit back and see on the radio, and what to do when you're on the street. That's why I said the plight of black America is not looking bright, as more and more blacks are being forced out of the workplace, not necessarily by choice, but by design. As we get ready to step into another year, and this is only the first quarter, is not up yet, we're hearing reports already where technology and experimentation of robots becoming salespeople and greeting you in your local supermarkets to assist you. Don't you understand and don't you see where the elimination of man is about to take place and we are giving rise to the machines? Yes, with all the technological advances that we are making on the computer, yet there are still a number of the older black men and women that are scared being misrepresented by religious organizations that tell them that the computer is dangerous. Everything is dangerous. Time. When I walk out of my home, I am in danger. When I get in my car, I'm in danger. When I fly on a trip, I am in danger. Danger is nothing new, and danger will always be. But we don't need any more stress put on the vault, or I should say the fault lines of everyday living. Because just as the earth has fault lines which cause earthquakes, we are creating a large, huge, massive earthquake that is about to erupt about to bombard on Black America. Yes, it doesn't look good for the home team. Housing. Folks are losing their houses at record numbers every single day. And yet, people are moving into our areas. I was sitting back just the other day as I walked on my morning walk of a mile, and I was looking around, and it came to my attention of who's buying up the vacant areas, and it's not Black folks. We are not investing back into our communities, and this is why I say it is looking bleaker and bleaker, because we refuse to play the economical game, because some religions will teach us that this is a part of a European system. Well, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Global economy is everywhere. The brothers and sisters in Africa that are in the high places are sitting back looking for new people to do business with every day, and they are not us. They're not coming here asking us to do a dadgum thing for them, because they are saying to themselves, here they are in the richest country in the world, and if they can't handle all the opportunity that is right in front of their faces, then we need to take our dollars and go elsewhere. But there is hope. There is hope, because there is an army of young Black men and Black women that are becoming entrepreneurs, that are sitting back and trying to revolutionize very industries that have once been forbidden and closed down to the average Black American. But let me just give you something for your knowledge, something that you can sit back and marinate on. Out of all of the so-called big shot producers in Hollywood, just imagine this. Think of this. Out of all of the directors and filmmakers that we see, there are only 10 Black filmmakers that can actually claim a spot in the elite group, or in the, let's say, premium group of filmmakers. Only 10 in this day and age. These numbers have to change. And let's not act as if the numbers don't exist. Let's not act as if the numbers don't mean anything, because they do. This is what we've always looked at. This is what people will continue to look at. And that's why mathematics is so important. That's why education is so important in America. I don't care what you do. Right now, if you don't realize it, people are being turned down for jobs that have bachelor's degrees. They have now qualified and ranked it that you almost have to have a masterate degree in order to get even a normal job. We have to get out of the notion that factories are going to come back magically and we are going to be able to go back to the plantation, better known as the plant. We're going to have to realize and recognize that people are not hiring people with GEDs or those that have not graduated from high school, because they no longer want to take the risk, because amongst them they find a higher turnover than those that do and are responsible. Yes. Black men and women all across America, the younger people, are getting more in tune. But a whole generation has been skipped over, has been lost because of their own demise, because of the failure to sit back and to evolve with the time. And we are in a very, very difficult state of Black America. Forget all this stuff about, yes, we had the first Black president. That wore off real quick. because we have found out that he didn't have what we thought he was going to have. He didn't come to be some messiah for the black man that was in America, and as he got in the game, he found out the real deal and had to accept the fact that we didn't run anything. We have to learn, if we're going to change this thing around, to sit back and start putting our money into some more wiser things other than shoes and clothes and a car. We need to sit back and invest in the very basic necessities, your home, your children. It is time for us to sit back and stop allowing our families to be broke up over small arguments that if we would talk about in the first place, we could probably eliminate the problem and continue to keep on moving. It is time that we stop sitting back and wanting to still be so sexual. And it's time for us to sit back and to become more and more into the state of mind where we're not giving it up so easy. Stop thinking with the little head and the little hole. Oh, yes, the future is bleak, but yes, there is a ray of sunshine because absence is becoming a new norm. Pregnancy is going down in all walks of life. But it is a known statistic that when people just have time on their hands to sit around and do nothing, they tend to sit back and do more precarious activities than they do activities that are great. Yes, there is still hope if we as parents will get down to the grassroots, start participating in some of the community services and teaching our children how to volunteer for work at a very young age. Yes, there is still hope if we will sit back and move toward the direction of, I understand the facts. Nobody owes me anything, but I owe it to myself, to my family, and to my community to be all that I can be. You can call in at 718-664-9476. I would suggest that you get on in because it is fascinating. I can't wait to see what the next 5 years, God allow me to see them. I cannot wait to see what the next 5 years is going to bring in my community. Yes, it is time that we as black men and women start placing higher demand on the business owners that come and take our money back out into the suburbs and use us as a cash cow and make them come back into the city. You say, Les Jackson, how can you make someone come into the city? Because you can by not going out into their cities and buying. There was a great boycott that lasted 400 and some odd days down in Alabama. You know what I'm talking about. Led by Sister Rosa Parks and Dr. Martin Luther King. Maybe it's time that we do use one of those tactics and sit back. If we're going to spend $1 trillion, and let me tell you, $1 trillion is a whole lot of dollars. That's a whole lot of buying power. That's a whole lot of star power, as they say, that we possess, but we don't realize the gold, the jewel, the treasure that is in our laps, and it's time that we open our eyes. We understand that there are certain guidelines, there are certain rules, there are certain things that will always occur. We're not going to change this thing with prejudice. It has been here for so long. And as long as the old heads are still teaching it, you're going to always find somebody that wants to perpetuate it. Even if you look at what ISIS is doing over in the Far East. they're perpetuating a fraud that has been going on for years and years with no means of an end because nobody wants to end it. We can talk all that talk about how we want things to be better, but until we get out and make it better, nothing is going to change. I looked at it. There are plenty of jobs. There are plenty of jobs. But I also thought about how many people don't want to work. Some people just don't want to work. And it tends, for some reason, to be in our black community. For whatever reason. We don't like to use public transportation. We don't like to, if it's not convenient, if it's not given to us on the silver platter, which nobody says no one has the silver platter except for those few that were born with the silver spoon, nobody said that anything was given to us. Matter of fact, it says that a man that doesn't work should not eat, for all of those that believe in the word so strongly. But we forget all of that. We throw all these things, all these basic principles for success out the window, and it's time to go back. It's time for us to reexamine ourselves and to take a close look and quit being so quick to flap off your mouth or defend a right that you know good and well they're not going to uphold. Oh, yeah, it's fine to sit back and want to look good or say, you know, I'm defending myself. But it don't look good when you're sitting back busted up in the head or you're found dead because in the first place, all you had to do was listen. We know what authority is. We know who is running the show. We went through all of that in the late 60s. We went through that in the 50s. And it's not so much to say that you're a punk. It's not to say that you're weak. But it's to say that we have to learn to think. I'm not saying lay over and die. But I'm saying if we're going to sit back and have a voice and make this noise, let's do it according to the proper, let's go the proper way. Let's sit back and start making demands upon our local governments so that they can sit back and really take a look at this thing. Let's make demands on our state legislators who we put in office to represent us. Let's start putting demands upon them so that we do have the voice that we need. And I want to clear up something else because I've heard people say, oh, you just don't care. You're not black enough. No, I'm too black. That's the whole thing. But I see the game. I know how the game is played. How many times do you see an Asian man locked up? How many times do you see Jews locked up? How many times do you see American Indians locked up? You don't see it that much. Why? Because they sit back and they understand how this game is played, and they sit back, they've learned from the past that in order to beat them, sometimes you have to go up under the radar. You have to do little things. That's why the Indians own all these casinos. Yeah, they may be on the reservation, but they sat back and they decided, okay, you want to give us a reservation, we'll still make it. We understand you're not giving up your power. You're not going to share it equally with us. I'd be crazy to even think that way. Yes, there is still hope for black America. But black America must make up its mind that it's going to get in the game and be a part of the game because we're made to win the game. All people were designed to win the game. No such thing as one is holding back the other. No, they're just playing it the way they're supposed to play it. I'm quite sure if it was vice versa and we were in control, we would keep them up under the hammer. That's always been the art of war. So let's get this thing off of our eyes to tell us that one day we're going to all be so equal that we're just going to all get along because it's not going to happen. We can't even get along with each other. Just yesterday, three boys sitting in a restaurant in Indianapolis arguing over some food. 13-year-old boy kills the older brother and shoots and wounds the other brother, then turns the gun on himself. What is going on? I'm telling you, it's a sorry state. And the future is not looking bright because we've got this ideology now that we can just take our lives as if our life was ours to take. We're going right back to the Wild Wild West, and if we don't hurry up and recognize it, we're going to be sitting back. Everybody will be toting a gun, and we'll just have mass killings on the streets. No, the future's not looking that bright. It's not looking bright if we don't take a hold of it right now and quit acting as if some kumbaya or kumbala or whatever the song is, because it's not happening. It's not going down like that. And like I said, I don't have anything against any group of people. Do what you do. Make it happen. I wish that one day we could sit back and go to the time where we would sit back and have a Sunday dinner and all the family would sit down at the dinner table together and talk about the real issues. What's on your mind? Yes. I wish that a whole lot of things would go back to some of the basic moral principles that we have. But since we're living in such an age where we don't care, well, see, this is what don't care gets you. We are inventing a monster, and yet when the monster shows its ugly head, we don't want to fess up and say that we created this mess. Everybody, it's enough blame to go on everybody around the world. No, I'm not going back to Africa. I'm staying right here in America where I have so much opportunity. If I can't take advantage of it, then I'm the one that's jilting myself. Let me bring you in here real quick. Last four is 5185. I'm going to get you in here just as soon as I can sit back and get this thing to operate on the proper frequency. I think we're going to do you just like this. I'm going to get you in here right now and see what it is, because like I said, we have to recognize we are in a pickle. We are in a mess. Let me get you in here right now and see if we didn't correct this problem. Come on in here and talk to me. 5185, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I want to say God bless you. I want to say God bless you.
God bless.
Yes, ma'am. And thank God for his words in your mouth. Thank God for you. I see what's going on today, Mother. What's really going on today is that the Holy Spirit showed me that. Don't take this the wrong way, but the Holy Spirit showed me something. And he said, what's happening in the world today is the fact that even at best or even at most, he said a lot of people read the Bible and just think that it's a book to make them feel good, but not knowing that the book, it entails the beginning and the end of our existence. And he showed me, he said, what's happening today in the world today is that he said people are reading the word with their corner eyes, with their natural eyes, but they're not reading the word in the spirit. So spiritual things are happening in this earth, and he said because we're not reading that word with our spiritual eyes and we're reading the word with our corner eyes, he showed me that there are some spiritual events that are happening. That those that are in the corner mind and also in the corner man, he said they won't be able to see what's really happening in the earth. And he showed me it's very important that we come into the spirit and receive his word with the spiritual eyes. And I don't mean that religiously. What I'm saying is that if you read the Bible cornerly, and the Bible tell you that in these last days Satan will be loose from the underworld, and the demons will be loose from the underworld in these last days, and they're looking for a body to house themselves in. when we read that verse with a corner mind, the Father showed me that after we get through reading that verse and we close the Bible and don't even meditate on it, don't even think about it, he showed me, he said the truth is right there, what's happening right here, what's happening in the world today. He said the truth is right there. He said that there are demons in these last days that are looking for bodies to dwell in, to house themselves in, because their time has come to an end. Their time has ran out. So they're trying to cause as much havoc in the world as possibly as they can. So he told me, but if we're looking at this world with the corner of mind, he said those spiritual events that are taking place and that are happening, he said they're happening right in front of our face. They're happening right in front of our eyes, but we have not the spirit to see what's going on. So, mother, when you hear stories about a mother has taken her daughter and threw her daughter into a freezer, when you hear about a mother has taken a knife and cut her baby head off, when you hear stories about these young kids picking up guns and killing the young brothers and sisters, mother, he showed me that the dangers that we're in now, we're in the dangers of not believing his word and taking his word for what it is to be taken for. He said that everything that comes out of his mouth is spiritual, and it's supposed to be taken by the spirit. We're supposed to take it in our spirit. But he said if every word that I speak is spirit, but you have people in their corner mind, in their corner attitude, in their corner perception, trying to come into this spiritual word, then they're going to go back out with a carnal understanding and a carnal meaning of what I've been trying to say and what I've been saying for so long. And he said, this is what's happening now. He said, son, he said, this is what's happening now. But he said, I'm raising up an army. He said, I'm raising up an army. He said, I'm raising up women and men, sons and daughters, that would be able to turn the people back to the Father. So when I tell you that I thank you for the Father's word in your mouth, I literally, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I thank God for putting his word in you and also in the other brothers and sisters that would turn the people back to the Father, because these are the days that we're in. It's not a game anymore. It's not a game anymore. This is not a game anymore. The kingdom of heaven has come upon us, and this is not a game anymore. So if we keep doing this thing, mother, religion, if we keep doing this thing religiously as we've been doing it, it won't be long. I put it like this right here, mother. You see how storms and tornadoes has come to towns and cities and has destroyed and caused millions and millions and millions of dollars of damage?
Yes, yes, yes.
Man, mother, and he was showing me, God is showing us, he's showing us that all this time we've been trying to please people, we should have been getting ready and prepared for his coming, not for the coming of other people to be pleased with us, but for his coming. And he said, son, I want to show you one more thing. If you can take it, you can have it. He said, I want to show you one more thing. And this is what he told me just the other day. He said, son, I want to show you one more thing. He said, why do the people not see the signs? He said, why do they not see the signs? I didn't have no answer. I didn't have no answer, mother. But he came back and he said, because they are in a carnal mind. If you're carnal minded, you cannot see the signs of the spirit. So he said, that's why they can't see the signs, is because they about their own business. They about what they want to do. They about their own life. They about their own self. They're not even about me. If it was about me, they could see the signs. He said, they don't even know that death has come to America. Death, matter of fact, not just death to America. He said, death has come to the earth. He said, death has come to the earth. And he said, but he said, I love my people so much. I cried when he said this to me. I love my people so much that they can't even see that instead of me allowing death to come and touch them and killing off millions and millions and millions and millions of people, he said, I let death come and touch the fishes of the sea. You got millions of fishes showing up on the land. He said, I let death come touch the dolphins. I let death come touch the whales. I let death come touch the birds. Millions of birds falling out the sky. Millions of wild animals showing up dead. Hippopotamus, lions, elephants. And he said that's because death has come for them. And they don't know how much I love them that I have stuck my hand out to hold death back. And I said, Father, we are in Revelation. We're in Revelation. We don't need to be talking about no more prosperity. We don't need to be talking about no more getting comfortable and getting rich in the earth. We need to be talking about revelations and what's happening and what's going on, because lo and behold, the King is come.
Oh, I like that. You know what, brother? I don't even have to say any more to that. And I'm going to tell you, it's brother, not mother, but it is brother. And I appreciate you coming in, because you closed it out with fine fashion. Folks, it's time to wake up. The brother
is
absolutely correct. It is time for us to wake up. It's time for you to get in the spiritual.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm a natural being. I'm physical. I'm flesh and blood. You can touch me. You can talk to me. You can see my face. But at the end of the day, in the morning time, I wake up and I say, Lord, let your spirit guide me.
Yes.
Let the Holy Spirit lead my path. Not for my sake.
Yes.
But for your name's sake. So that I might be a great representative, and that I might be able to uphold this bloodstained banner that I see that you have placed upon us, because we have a mission.
Yes.
We have to educate our young men and women. We have to educate and take care of those that came before us. And, you know, it's just, oh, brother, you just said it right there. You made my weekend. I have to tell you that. I'm so glad that we still have strong brothers and sisters just like yourself that can get in that spiritual realm and understand that this is not a materialistic thing.
No.
This is a we're spiritual warfare.
Yes.
What did it say, I think, in the book? Don't it say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities in high places? That is in the book. And so we have to understand that these spirits are out here and they're doing their thing. That is their job.
Yes.
That is their job, and they're doing their job. Everything is doing exactly what God has ordered except for us.
Yes.
And we have to start recognizing that God didn't make you to be a physical being, but he made you in his likeness and image, and God is spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Therefore, we must get in the spirit in order to communicate and talk with him, because I'm afraid if we stay in this carnal state, If we stay in the present state that we're in, there will be nothing but destruction and disaster. And how long is it going to take him? As the brother said, he's already showing us he's killing up animals. He's killing up everything around us. But how long do we think that it will not be before God says to the angel of death, go down there.
That's right.
It's time.
That's right.
They have not taken heed. They won't take heed. Let's go ahead. It's time now to do what I told him I was going to do. And that's why he says in the end time, there will be grinning and gnashing of teeth. My brother, thank you so much. Yes, this has been Open Talk with Les Jackson until Monday. And, brother, I hope you come back and see us again.
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure that you come in, because you got a lot of wisdom to share with the world. And I want you to sit back. Monday, we may just have a show just around religion and America.
Ma'am.
And I want you to come on Monday and just sit back and continue. I want to give you 15 minutes to sit back and really educate us.
Yes,
teach
ma'am.
Teach us and tell us some things that are happening that you see with your spiritual eye, as I see
ma'am.
In my spiritual eyes. This has been Open Talk with Les Jackson. I'm your host, Les Jackson. Hope that everybody has a blessed and wonderful weekend. Try to get through the day without hurting anybody, and try with all of your power, with all of your might and all your strength, try to sit back and smile and just tell somebody hello. Tell somebody hello and watch what happens. Watch that smile come over their face where they were frowning, where they may have been down and out. Just watch what happens when you sit back and have that smile and that glow about yourself, and then they ask you, You're a little different, aren't you? Yes, I am. I am a child of the King. Good weekend to everybody. I am Les Jackson. I'm out of here, y'all. I hope you enjoyed the four-part series on the state of Black America. If you didn't miss any part of it, you can go back into the archives. That's Open Talk with Les Jackson. We've been talking about this thing since Monday, and we wrapped it up. So have a blessed weekend, everybody. I'm up out of here. To my brother, hey, I was very, very touched by the things that you said. And keep on holding up the bloodstained banner, because it's up to men and women like yourself, myself, and others to sit back and to educate.
Yes.
And give the knowledge that God has given us.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Have a blessed one.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm out of here,
amen,
everybody. I'll talk to you later.